And now, breaking the news, it's the News Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to News Review News Radio, where you join us for our coverage of Decision 2020, the race to see who will become the next president of the United States. What? A vote on the best episode of News Review. But I've got interviews lined up and everything. Ugh, fine. I'm sorry, there seems to be a slight change to our programme. This isn't the coverage of the presidential election. It's the vote for best episode of Season 1 of the News Review podcast. Yes, I don't understand it either. Before we take a look at the results, let's have a chat with presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Vice President Biden, how are you today?
Pants! I don't have any pants!
Okay, and what are your thoughts on who will win this News Review election?
It's obvious. Episode 1, of course. All the other episodes are just plain malarkey. I mean, come on, man, just take a listen.
They're gonna take care of us on the front line. Gonna take care of us, risking their lives. All they're asking is for PPE for the war brown. PPE,
just a lot of it.
Intubating,
just a lot of it.
Yeah,
just a lot of it.
NHS need PPE, help them to keep COVID free. NHS need PPE, not just TCP. Oh.
Give it to them.
Just a lot of it.
Hello and welcome to BBC News at 10.
I'm Steve Manlyman.
I'm a woman who's not paid enough.
And this is today's news on the 27th of April, 1995.
On the 27th of April, 2020.
There has been fresh criticism of the Catholic Church in their response to the recent change in the law in Ireland
legalising divorce,
legalising abortion. Priests have been condemned for their outdated views, with people saying it's a bit hypocritical
due to their vow of celibacy,
due to the number of children's lives they've ruined.
In other news, Apple has brought out a brand new computer,
the Power Macintosh, costing only £900.
The 5K iMac, costing only £11,000. Apparently, the new device will be state-of-the-art, but Apple is still under fire for using overseas labour in sweatshops. Will Smith has a new movie out this year with Martin Lawrence called Bad Boys for Life. Reviews suggest the franchise is already outdated and the central performances are poor. Meanwhile, last year's smash hit The Lion King has broken box office records.
And finally, Prime Minister John Major,
Boris Johnson,
has been strangely absent this week from the
peace process in Northern Ireland.
Daily briefings concerning COVID-19
at a time when there have been numerous casualties.
American President
Bill Clinton,
Donald Trump,
has not helped the situation with some controversial comments, but rumours are circulating that he may not get a second term anyway.
I've been Steve Manlyman.
And I've been a woman who's not paid enough.
And everything is still shit.
And now it's over to Tim with a look back at the year in sports so far. Tim?
What a year it's been for sport this 2020. Who can forget the exciting rugby clash at Twickenham between the Nottingham Pangolins and the Islip Protractors? You could cut the tension with a knife at the thrilling final of the Tesco Express Cup at the Oval.
Oi! What are you doing? You should be self-isolating!
Sorry!
And we were all on the edge of our seats in Monaco as drivers took it in turns to go around the track in isolation.
Lewis Hamilton taking the corner, coming around at quite a speed. By himself, no one around him. Here he comes. And that's it.
We'll deliver more up-to-date sports news as it happens, when it happens. If it happens.
Why is this happening? Oh, God, please just bring sport back. Just anything, something. They're not even playing golf, for Christ's sake. What's going on?
This is so weird, guys.
I know, right? I can't believe we didn't have to sit any exams this year.
It's such bullshit. Why is it up to our mock exam results? I didn't take it seriously.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure you did fine.
Guys, promise me that no matter what our results are, we will always stay friends forever and nothing will change. Promise?
Promise?
Promise, promise.
Promise, promise, triple promise, no returns.
Okay, on the count of three, let's look at our results, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
One,
two,
three.
I got two A's and a B.
I got two B's and an A.
I got two A's and an A star.
What did you get, Sally?
I've got coronavirus.
Okay, y'all, welcome back to the Grady County Jail open mic night. Our next singer has said that they dedicate this performance to that bitch Carol Baskin. Please make them feel welcome as they make their way to the stage.
Fuck you, Carol!
Rising up on Netflix most watch list. Lockdown gave me an advantage. Carol Baskin fed her husband two cats. Unlike him, I've the will to survive. I'm the king of the tigers, blowing up dynamite. And I'd love to fucking test it on my rival. I got two dirty husbands and I've hit their meth pipes. Look out, Carol, 'cause I am the king of the tigers. Fuck you, Carol.
See? By far the best.
Thanks for that, Vice President Biden. Now, next up, we have President Trump, who wishes to weigh in.
This election is a fraud. Everyone knows the News Review podcast is just a fake version of NewsJack.
Mr. President, I understand your feelings towards the News Review podcast, but which episode do you believe will be the winner tonight?
Oh, most definitely the second one.
Episode 2?
No, the second one. Have a listen.
I'm David Icke, and it's clear to see. If you've got a cough, it's because of 5G. All of my theories explain, well, almost everything. And George W. planned 9/11. We've got evidence gleaned from the drones. And Obama's a convicted felon. Don't believe? Well, just ask Eamon Holmes. I want to see where the lizards are. It's not a hoax, unlike those moon landings or the false claims about COVID from bats that excrete. Flipping the fins, they control the world. They really exist, not like global warming or most of the things that you read in the mail or in heat. Those lizards killed the Princess of Wales, the only roar that didn't have scales. They control every man in Donald Trump's tan from another world. It's all true. You wait and see.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Eldridge. It's Jackie from Sunset Care Home.
Oh, yes. Hello, Jackie.
Is Mum okay?
Oh, yes, fine, yes.
Did she like the presents? I can't believe we couldn't see her on her 100th birthday.
She had a lovely time. It's just...
I know the care home is the best place for her. Sorry, what's the problem?
Well, it's just that we're a bit concerned. She turned 100 a few days ago, as you know, but she hasn't shown any interest at all in doing a major fundraising challenge.
Sorry, what?
Well, Captain Tom's been chugging up and down his garden for weeks now.
Captain Tom?
Yeah, he's raised millions. But the thing is, she just sits there. I mean, it's like she doesn't care about her carers at all.
She's old and frail.
Yeah, I've seen her at the weekly clap, banging those pans together like she's part of the cast of Stomp.
She's on a lot of medication.
Well, so it's about time she gave something back. I mean, we're not expecting a skydive.
No.
But maybe an abseil might be nice.
So you're ringing because you want me to get my 100-year-old mother to set up a Just Giving page and climb down the side of a building?
No, of course not.
What then?
We've already done the Just Giving page. I'm just phoning to see if you want to donate. We're up on the roof now, actually. Are you ready, Mrs. Eldridge? Here we go!
And a dozen of us go into a Zoom.
We're all here to do this quiz.
Steve is silent. Someone's internet has gone down, and it's clear that Steve's has. We all wait for Steve to sign back in, and when he does, we get going with the picture round. Carol has designed a set of emojis representing breeds of dog featured in Homeward Bound, and everyone was in the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened. Everyone was in the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened. Everybody knew how the game was played. You mark your own answers, don't be dismayed. We'll stop at 8 for the clapping, but then we'll come back to the Zoom where it happens. Lauren claims
avocados are technically not vegan, and actually their construct means they're fruits, so...
Lauren claims!
Despite being a shot-for-shot remake of the film, there was never a reboot, though.
Lauren claims!
Well, you didn't specify, and the Julian calendar is 13 days behind, you know.
What a pain!
Well, Carol wrote the quiz, Loz, so her say is final, and you got them all wrong, but... Everyone was in the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened. Everyone was in the Zoom where it happened, the Zoom where it happened,
the Zoom where it happened.
Carol didn't know how to share her sound, which meant that no one scored points in the music round. I just assumed that it happened.
Click Zoom.
Hey, wait a minute. That wasn't the one I wanted.
That was episode 2, Mr. President.
Play the next clip.
Hey, come on, Jack. One clip each. Fair is fair. What is this malarkey?
Gentlemen, please, let's just...
Play the next episode.
With children set to go back to school soon, we've dropped into one of our local primary schools to see how they're adapting.
Okay, kids, shall we show them what we practiced?
Oh, you've got to stay in, but you've got to go out. In, out, you shake it all about. You do the COVID cokey and you turn around. What is it all about? Whoa, COVID cokey cokey. Whoa, COVID cokey cokey. Wow, COVID cokey cokey. No test, no mask.
Potion ready, sister?
Not yet, sister. I have more ingredients to add.
Then stir the cauldron, sister.
Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing.
Is dinner ready? Oh, no. Have you two been shopping down that Wuhan market again?
And now, more excerpts from the Dictionary of Terms You've Never Heard Of Until This Year.
Term. Elbow shake. Definition.
a handshake. But surely it's more dangerous right now, because who's avidly and carefully washing their elbows?
Term. Trending. Definition. The immediate worry that your favourite celebrity has died, only to discover they're a conspiracy theorist who believes that 5G caused the virus.
Term. R number. Definition. The answer to the question, how many pirates does it take to change a light bulb?
And finally.
Term. 2 meters. Definition. A distance no one shopping in Tesco seems to fucking understand.
I didn't like that one either. Stop counting the votes!
Okay, this is getting a little out of hand. Mr. Biden, are you sticking with your pick of episode one?
What? Episode one? Why would I pick that?
You literally chose it a few minutes ago.
Wasn't me, Jack. I would have picked episode four.
But Mr. Biden...
I said episode four, man! Play it!
There's no business in shock. Business. There's no business we know. No one's helping us as we predicted. Everything the lockdown won't allow. We cannot rehearse and we're conflicted. We're so restricted anyhow. Now no people are show people. We smile but we are low. Even when the London theaters start to fall,
and next up on BBC Three, it's Stacey Dooley Investigates, filmed in her home whilst in isolation.
This week on Stacey Dooley Investigates, I'm investigating Stacey Dooley. Stacey, yeah? What are you doing? What? Who are you? It's me, Stacey Dooley. What? I'm Stacey Dooley. No, I'm Stacey Dooley.
And next up on BBC One, it's the Antiques Roadshow, filmed by Fiona Bruce at home in isolation.
And what do we have on the show this week? Well, we'll be looking at a genuine antique from my very own home. I've done some digging, and I've spoken to relatives to find out all about its history. It's a tin of Pilchards that went off in 1999. Sadly, it's not an original. There's another behind it.
And next up on BBC Two, it's University Challenge, filmed by Jeremy Paxman at home whilst in isolation.
Which pre-Raphaelite artist painted the oil on canvas The Girlhood of the Virgin Mary in 1849, accompanied by two sonnets and several preliminary studies in chalk? Yes, Paxman? Dante Gabriel Rossetti. Very clever indeed. Even at home, I'm a smug, pompous ass.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally.
I think it should last forever, okay?
Even populism can go wrong.
That is fake news.
The voters might not see the funny side.
Very good people on both sides.
Of failing to lock down for far too long.
It's a Chinese virus, everybody knows it. Looking back, I could have played it differently.
No, I don't understand how you could have played it differently.
Learned about the virus from the off.
We followed the scientific evidence.
But it took time to understand it all.
Maybe for you, Bill.
It's hard to play both president and golf. It is okay.
Wasn't it bad?
Oh, so bad.
Weren't we slow?
Oh, so slow.
Isn't it madness
that we'll have to go?
But in the end, they need a little bit more than us. More
leadership,
humanity,
anyone,
literally anyone.
Decency, compassion,
honestly,
leadership,
ability, anything.
Honestly.
And those were the clips from episode 4.
Excuse me, but I would like to change my mind.
What? Why?
Just let him do it, will you?
Vladimir Putin?
Duh.
Mr. President, are you allowing Mr. Putin to interfere in an election again?
No, not interfererering. Just helping, okay? Such great help.
Duh, I do all of the helping.
Now play episode 5!
When you go to the pub, 'cause you fancy some grub, catch corona. When you head to the bar for a nice happy hour, catch corona.
Get down,
bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, when they sing for last orders.
I'll have another one.
Fever's rise, sweaty, sweaty times, sweaty, sweaty times, that's 'cause you've caught corona.
I think I'll have a corona, please, barman.
When you go to the loo down at your local brew, catch corona. When you're touching your face and then touching your mate, catch corona. Pubs will close, runny, runny nose, runny, runny nose, that's 'cause you've got corona. Can they tell that you cannot smell, that you cannot smell, and that you've got corona? Corona, that's corona.
Hen.
Hey, Julie. Wow, this really is the sweetest reunion, isn't it?
So sweet. So, what are we doing today then?
Just a trim, please, Julie.
Great.
And I'd love the fringe back again for summer.
Of course, yay. Such a shame. You love the fringe, don't you?
Yes, I do. Could you pop it back?
What? Me?
Yes.
But surely you're the one with the power to, like, sort the fringe out.
No, I am paying you £50 to do that.
Look, I know you love an improvised musical, Nicola, but I don't think it's responsible to start the fringe again yet.
Why not?
Well, the country isn't ready for it, is it?
You know what? Screw you, Julie. This sweet reunion has gone sour. I'm leaving.
But Nicola, what about your hair?
I'll do it myself. I'm independent. And what's more, the country is always ready for my fringe. Good afternoon. Today, reporting for the news, I'm looking at the new rule of masks being compulsory to wear in shops. I'm speaking to the general public who are getting back out there. I'm just about to speak to Gavin. Gavin, hi. How do you feel about the new rules?
I'm all for it, yeah. I don't know what people have got a problem with, to be honest. I've been waiting ages to try my new Batman mask in public.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Gavin.
I'm Batman.
Next, we speak to Theo, usually an actor on the West End stage. Theo, how do you feel about the new rules?
All the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Shakespeare Act Two, as you like it. If we are all players, the question is not should we wear a mask, but indeed, are we ever without one?
Yes, I see. But will you be wearing an actual mask now, though, with the risk of a £100 fine if not?
If life is a show, then my face is a mask. But the question is, what is life? What do any of us really feel?
Will you be purchasing an actual mask to wear, though?
Well, I've been out of work since March, so I can barely afford a pint of milk.
Okay, so great to talk to you. Finally, we now speak to Agnes, who is wearing her mask as we speak. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. I'm really sorry. Could you just move the mask down a little?
I said, I find wearing a mask really easy, to be honest. I don't see what all the fuss is about.
Oi, I saw that. It's £100 fine. Get that mask back on.
There's one last episode left from the entire season. Should I just play it?
Yes.
As the WHO claimed recently that young people might be to blame for spikes in infections, we spoke to a young person to get their take on things.
I am young, I run wild, I just coughed on your child. It's my fault that you're ill, but I'm alright. I wake up, I lie down, don't wear masks out in town. Stand too close and don't wash, but I'm alright. Am I like you or immature? I've been drinking since June, so I must be immune. 'Cause I am young, I'm a dick, but I'll never get sick. Kiss my nan, get a tan and be alright. I feel weird, what the hell? I've got no sense of smell. What's this cough? No, fuck off, I feel alright.
Welcome everyone to the annual calendar update here at Calendars HQ, which is a totally real thing and not at all invented just for the purposes of a tenuous link to a sketch about months. So, Ashley, any updates to our range of calendars?
Well, seeing as how we don't know what next year might bring, we've designed the 2021 calendars based on the 2020 model. So, if you open the first page, you'll see we've listed the available months as January, February, March, more March, horror, 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 December.
Strong work, Ashley.
Thanks, boss. The new design means we've essentially scrapped Easter, VE Day, Maybank holiday and the summer break and rolled it all into one big festival of horror in what used to be July but is now... Horror.
Oh, and we've rejigged the old rhyme for remembering how many days are in each month. So it now goes, 30 days has horror, horror, horror and horror, and all the rest have 31 except more March, which could be endless.
Great! Thanks, everyone. See you all again at the Days of the Week symposium, where the plan is to remove the prefix to all days of the week, making everything just day. See you then.
It's Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones in the long-anticipated fight. The popular boxers have a combined age of 105 and have controversially both decided not to remove their dressing gowns or their slippers. So, here we go. And there they go, off to their corners. They've been on their feet for 3 minutes already and both need a little sit down. Tyson's having a word with the referee. It appears he wants a cup of tea and a one-sided bigoted conversation. Jones is first out of his corner and he's approaching Tyson now. He's still approaching. Still approaching. He'll get there eventually. And Andy's stopped. He's looking around now, having completely forgotten where he was going and what he was going to do when he got there. Tyson is up. Tyson is up. Tyson is down again. And yes, he's wet himself. But he does have a Werther's Original on the go, so he appears happy. Jones has spit out his mouthguard in frustration. I'm mistaken. That's actually his false teeth. And that's the end of the first round. There'll be a break now as both men have requested a nap. So it's into the blankets. Yes? Come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Sunak?
Yes, come in. Sit down. I wanted to talk to you about some great new initiatives I'm planning. We obviously want to boost the economy.
Obviously, yes.
So, I've come up with a couple of new slogans to get Britain on its feet again, and I hoped I could run them by you.
Go for it.
So, we want people to go shopping in their towns and city centres, right?
Yes.
So how about go down in your town? I think it will really encourage the public.
Well, it's not bad, but doesn't it sound a bit overtly sexual and entirely erotic?
Oh, does it?
It's quite aggressively suggestive, yes.
Right, next one then. How about this? I'm planning on standing outside Parliament next week with a hot dog stand for a photo op. So I was going to invite people to nosh on Rishi's sausage.
If anything, sir, that sounds worse. You can hear yourself, can't you?
Okay, never mind. What do you think of us encouraging positive affirmation for British currency instead of the euro?
Great idea.
So, everyone loves a good pound.
Look, Rishi, do you have any ideas that don't sound like you're asking the British public to perform sex acts on each other?
Eat out to help out?
Sure, why not?
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on.
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on. Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on. Oi, you, put a fucking mask on, put a fucking mask on. We tell you so now. Put a fucking mask on, put a fucking mask on. Like we do before. Don't bother in your car, but wear it on your shopping trip. You should put a fucking mask on when to the shops you nip. Yes, you put a fucking mask on when to the shops you nip.
Put a mask on, put a fucking mask on.
Wear a mask and don't be a cunt.
Well, there we have it. The candidates for best episode of season one of the News Review podcast. And I'm just hearing now that the results are coming in. And the winner is... Too Close to Call.
Rigged. I knew it.
What? Oh no. How did this happen? Whatever will we do?
How about we just take another vote?
No. No. No!